He knows I need him too much to say, "Actually, I am going to have a go at you. I think you're a bastard. Take your grubby bag of spanners and sod off out of my house. I'll fix the boiler myself." Because if I did, he would, and I couldn't. I don't know what happened in our development as a species, what unfortunate glitch it was in our anthropological journey that led us all to this dependency on stroppy tradesmen for a continued supply of hot water. I wonder how soon after the discovery of fire, a particularly devious caveman who by extraordinary coincidence was called the plumber, started telling everyone that if they didn't boil their water a certain way on a fire started with a certain twig that only he was qualified to supply, it would blow up and kill them. I imagine it was quite soon, knowing human nature. I expect that's why there are cave paintings. It was something to do while they waited in all day Wednesday for the plumber to turn up with his special corgi-registered twigs that cost 65 pebbles a go. In the interests of balance, I can see it must be difficult if you are a plumber to gauge your own popularity. Most reasonable people have a natural sense of how well-liked they are. For example, our postman is nice enough. We're not friends as such, but we are on weather-observing terms. We exchange a few words, and that's that. He doesn't go on his way thinking he's a genius, or even especially well-liked by me, merely because he delivered the post to my house, and I remarked on the rain we had at the weekend. He and I both know that talking about the weather is the smallest talk there is.